things ain't going well. I'm at the station, but things ain't going well.
Don't fall.
I'm at the station, and things ain't going well. I'm at the station, and things ain't going well. Station, hey, things ain't going well at the station, and things ain't going well. I'm at the station. Oh no, don't. And things ain't going well.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
And despite my bumbling around in here for 10 minutes, 15 minutes I arrived into, it's now 5 after, so we are going to be challenged to cover much today. But we got off to an energetic start, didn't we? Didn't we? All right. Today we're going to argue, today is Sunday, October 27th, waking up, freeing ourselves from work. And today we're going to argue that we can't grow up as a global humanity while letting the few lead. And those few also are stuck in immaturity, putting on their little performances for us, living in inauthenticity. And by the way, we got two really good examples this week of how the official governance structure is theater. I caught part of an interview with the man who wrote Fast Food Nation about his new book, and in which, in this interview, he told one of the backstories to the Cuban Missile Crisis. He said that Khrushchev and Kennedy had a secret missile removal deal. I'll take mine out of Turkey if you take yours out of Cuba, which allowed Kennedy to pretend that he had just slapped around Khrushchev to we captive U.S. audience. And we have a really good current illustration, although I suspect with even more sinister undertones, in this pretense of outrage from European heads of state that their communications were swept up by the NSA. This is exactly the performance tactic Shakespeare describes in Richard III, which fooled no one then either, by the way. But the even more sinister aspect comes in when you consider that the Republicans are trying to make hay over the Snowden revelations about NSA spying. I learned this past Thursday waiting in a checkout line from the most recent issue of Mother Jones while one of my tires was being slashed, the fourth such incident, by the way. You know, Wallerstein, at that same left forum earlier this year, when he made the remark about Denmark, said that all systems have a life and that capitalism is at an end. And I replied in my head, no. It's the class system for whom the shears of Atropos have come. She's that one of the fates who cannot be turned. The time of rule has full run. The time of individualities is now begun.